This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the prestigious Sonmarg Tunnel in Ganderbal district of Jammu and Kashmir. The project has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. The tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh, promoting tourism and giving boost to defence logistics in the region. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Jammu and Kashmir is becoming a hub of tunnels, high bridges and ropeways.
Hamara Jammu Kashmir ab tunnel ka, unche-unche poolon ka, ropeway ka hub banta ja raha hai. दुनिया की सबसे ऊंची टनल यहां बन रही है दुनिया के सबसे ऊंचे रेल रोड ब्रिज केबल ब्रिज यहां बन रहे हैं दुनिया की सबसे ऊंची रेल लाइंस यहां बन रही है हमारे चिनाब ब्रिज की इंजीनियरिंग देखकर पूरी दुनिया हैरत में है
The Prime Minister asserted that work is in progress on road connectivity projects worth more than 42,000 crore rupees, underlining the significant contribution of the tourism sector to India's journey towards becoming a developed nation. The Prime Minister remarked that improved connectivity will allow tourists to reach previously unexplored areas of Jammu and Kashmir. National Test Agency NTA has postponed the UGC NET December 2024 exam, which was earlier scheduled on Wednesday. In a statement, the NTA said it has received representations to postpone the UGC NET examination on account of Pongal, Makar Sankranti and other festivals on 15th of January. The new date of exam will be announced later. The NTA said the examination on 16th of January will be conducted as per the earlier schedule. The Bangladesh Acting High Commissioner to India, Muhammad Nurul Islam, was today summoned by the Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi. During the meeting, it was conveyed that with regard to security measures at the border, including on fencing, India observed all protocols and agreements between the two governments. The ministry said India conveyed its expectation that all earlier understandings will be implemented by Bangladesh and that there will be a cooperative approach to combating cross-border crimes. India has also reiterated its commitment to ensuring a crime-free border by effectively addressing the challenges of cross-border criminal activities, smuggling, movement of criminals and trafficking. It said barbed wire fencing, border lighting, installation of technical devices and cattle fences are measures for securing the border. Over 1 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims took the holy dip in Triveni Sangam, a sacred confluence of rivers Ganga, Yamuna and mythical Saraswati today on Posh Purnima, the first day of Mahakumbh at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. At the world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, flower petals were showered from helicopters on devotees, welcoming them to the holy city. India signed a Hajj Agreement 2025 with Saudi Arabia. The agreement was inked between Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Saudi Arabia's Minister for Hajj and Umrah, Tawafiq bin Fawzan al-Rabia in Jeddah. The agreement secures a quota of 1,75,025 pilgrims from India for the upcoming Hajj pilgrimage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government is committed to ensuring improved pilgrimage experiences for the devotees. In the United States, the outgoing Biden administration has imposed new restrictions on exporting indigenously developed AI chips, aiming to curb China's military and industrial rise and blocking access to powerful AI chips and closed AI models. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, alongside Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha and Khoko Federation of India President Sudhanshu Mittal, lit the ceremonial torch of Khoko World Cup 2025, symbolizing the spirit of sportsmanship, unity and the global celebration of India's traditional sport. The Khoko World Cup 2025 was officially inaugurated in a grand ceremony at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.